The robots are coming for our jobs. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kevin LaGrandeur, professor in the Department of English at the New York Institute of Technology, explains why artificial intelligence is the biggest job killer in our society.
As Elon Musk recently testified to U.S. governors, automation poses a serious threat to American jobs. In fact, intelligent technology is displacing not only manual labor, but also middle-class jobs and higher-level jobs. This displacement includes journalists, technical writers, and accountants, a profession that risks a very significant chance of being displaced by intelligent technology in the next 10 years. Contrary to popular belief, the real threat to American jobs isn't flesh-and-blood foreign workers, it's robots. For a large part of America, intelligent technology has produced not only opportunity, but also heartache. In fact, 88% of manufacturing job losses over the past few years are a result of reduced demand for human labor. Machines have been a bigger job killer in the United States than either immigrants or outsourcing. Relieving the effects of technological unemployment will require fundamentally new approaches to economic policy. Potential reforms might include a universal basic income, as Musk has mentioned, or perhaps a shorter work week and a mechanism for paying individuals when their personal data is used by technology firms to turn a profit. Musk's appeal to regulate intelligent machines is good in concept, but we need to be judicious about regulation, because overly broad regulation might limit development of beneficial AI and also may not deter malicious groups and nations from finding creative ways to thwart the rules. Judicious regulation could include having scientists and governing bodies develop protocols to build and test AI, procedures for fail-safe controls built into AI, and methods to examine the reliability of these controls. Most importantly, governments could and should invest more to research non-military forms of artificial intelligence so that benevolent innovations in technology could offset dangerous ones.
That was Kevin LaGrandeur of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.